You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
8 tips to stay deep in love with the Law of Attraction. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach.
And I am Rachel Zink.
And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Well, we're talking about our favorite topic.
Love.
Yes, love. And we want to share this with you because this is applying the power of the universe, the law of attraction, to manifesting the love life that you deserve and you desire. So number one is always remember why you chose to get together with your partner in the first place. There are going to come times when you're going to go, what the heck did I do? But always remember what it was in your heart that you felt when you first fell in love.
That's so important because relationships ebb and flow. And if you're not focused on that first true love, whether it was butterflies in your gut or a giddiness you couldn't stop, come back to that, even in the hard times.
So high flyers, number two is allow each other's energy into your energy field throughout the day. In other words, it can be anything from just, you know, squeezing the person and feeling their energy come into you and yours go into them. But if you're not nearby each other, perhaps your partner's at work or perhaps your partner is across the country, you can close your eyes and send that little bit of energy, allowing your energy field to meld into theirs and vice versa. It's kind of an energetic way of getting closer and closer and closer.
So instead of seeing yourself outside of the other person, you see yourself inside their energy field, extra close.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I said I was going to say it. Oh, yeah. Number three, move beyond feelings to spiritual vibration. In other words, there are times when in a marriage or in a relationship that your feelings are going to be really hot and strong. And there are other days when it's just not going to be there. I mean, you're going to have the feelings, but they're just not going to be that amplified. Rather than base your relationship strictly off of feelings, which kind of ebb and flow like this, why not focus on spiritual vibration, on raising yourself to your highest potential? I mean, when you're working from a spiritual connection, then you have less ebbs and flows.
Each one of us at our core is a spiritual being. And when you focus on, you know, whatever I may be going through throughout the day or whatever Robert may be going through the day, it always comes back to the fact that we're spiritual beings. And when you connect on that spiritual level, even during the hard times, you raise yourself up and you keep your relationship flowing.
Oh, that's really good, Rachel, because you're really reminding yourself that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience, that your spiritual self is why you are here in the first place. And so it's why you're in the relationship. If it's strictly attraction, it's going to be difficult to maintain that relationship over a period of years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, a relationship is just so much more than just the fun physical times together. It is that spiritual connection on a purpose and moving forward in that.
I know when Rachel and I have a challenge, Sometimes we just hold each other and say, okay, I don't know how we're going to get through this, but we can do this.
Absolutely.
So high flyers, we oftentimes talk about gratitude when it comes to the law of attraction. Remember, the universe matches what you are, not what you want. So when you're in a state of just feeling happy and grateful for all the good things that have come into your life, you raise your vibration, but you also attract more of what you truly desire. It's the same thing in a relationship. And it's about sharing that gratitude together. Now, we have, in our home, we have one special little time. And it's kind of fun because every night when we sit down for dinner, we say a prayer. It's ad lib. There's no rhyme or reason to the prayer. But we fold our hands. We say our prayer with Julian. And we become thankful together for the different things we're experiencing in our relationship, in our family, in our life. And then you know what we do at the end?
We clap.
Yeah.
And Julian is he's not talking yet, so he can't really express gratitude the way Robert and I do for something special each evening. But he loves it at the end. He knows we clap, and he gets so excited. And then, you know, we have a nice meal together. And it's that gratitude energy that flows into our meal and then throughout the rest of our evening, refreshing us and giving us, you know, that calm experience, and anything that bothered us in the day, it starts melting with our gratitude ritual.
Yeah. So find some times in your relationship to share gratitude together. You know, sit down and say, hey, hold your partner's hand and say, hey, I just want to say, I'm thankful for this in our relationship. What are you thankful for? And then it goes back and forth. And I mean, it can be as simple as that. It can be what you talk about before you fall asleep at night. Or with us, we do it at our dinner table. So number five is laugh together, because look it, the world is filled with challenges. Every day there's something new coming at you. You feel like you're dodging stuff. But if you have a sense of humor, you know, if you laugh together, it's just so much better, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, we laugh at the craziest things together. You know, if the toilet overfloods or the car has another dent in its door, we just laugh and say, well, that's life.
Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, things are going to happen. So why not laugh at it and get through it and feel good about it and enjoy it? And you're going to have your own private jokes that are just yours. And that's kind of fun, too. Number six, explore the world together. New things, new foods, new locations, new vacations, new places to go, new people to meet, all kinds of new things. The world is filled with, you can't run out of new things if you live on this planet for 100 years. It's impossible. So share it together.
One of the ways I love that we share new experiences and together is that we listen to podcasts or books on audio when we do our morning walk. So we're constantly feeding new information and then applying it to our world.
So number seven, high flyers, I think this is wonderful. Share a mutual path. In other words, you have your own journey. You came here alone. You're going to leave alone. But in the meantime, I have someone that I can share a portion of my journey with. And so you have what we call a mutual journey. This is our journey. This is where we're going. This is what we are creating. You know?
And it's about embracing each other's vision to become a dual vision. Right now, Robert is preparing for a new launch of a vision. And his vision is so much clearer than mine, but I am behind him in his vision and we are doing it together. And there's challenges, there's questions, but we are taking those little steps forward and visualizing together. And it's going to be awesome when it launches.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to remind you to go to miraclemindhypnosis.com and download your free Life Empowerment Hypnosis audio. And please write me a letter. Send me an email. Show a little gratitude here. We'd like to hear your kind words about how this special hypnosis program is helping you. Doesn't cost anything. Go to miraclemindhypnosis.com. Well, number 8, last but not least, is nurture each other. There's going to be days when you feel like the world just beat the out of you, okay? And you need someone next to you that is going to help nurture you and kind of put your pieces back together.
And it's an ongoing experience about how you nurture each other. You know, that will change and ebb and flow just like any other part of your relationship. You know, nurturing one day might be the food you eat. The next day it might be the time you spend together or something you plan together and you nurture that together.
Yeah, I know that when we sit down to eat, Rachel has put special time into something. It's alchemy. It's like you've made this special dinner, and sometimes it's a very plain dinner, but it's special because she's put her creativity into it, but she's also put her love into it. And I absolutely love it. Now, Julian, he's thrown it on the walls and the floor, but that's his expression of this wonderful alchemical experience. Nurture each other as much as you possibly. Look, you're only here for just a short time. I mean, the universe is billions of years old, and at the most, you're going to live to 300. So, you know, nurture each other. Nurture each other over. And if you're not together, nurture each other anyway.
And that's so important. You know, time and space in the energy field realm, it's kind of obsolete. So tap into your energy field and how you send energy to and from people around the world.
Okay, well, listen, we're out of time. You have a great day because
you deserve it.